Who's gonna intro?
Yeah.
Okay.
His precious 13 second intro he's got.
Yeah, I got
one.
$1 million idea.
Slate.
Guys, I'm gonna be so real. I have a $10 idea.
Do you now?
Not no way.
Not even a million, not even 100,000. I just got a $10.
Hold on.
We weren't recording.
It stopped recording out of nowhere. Okay, anyways.
Okay.
Slate.
Guys, I'm going to be so real. All I have right now is a $10 idea.
Really?
$10? Yo, no way.
Not a million, not even 100,000. Just a like, $10 idea.
Just like a straight tenner?
Yeah. $10, you know, it's not too hard to get, not too complicated. How are you guys doing? How are you guys doing?
Great. Pretty good, you know.
So I don't remember what the idea is.
You don't.
That's great. But, I mean, you know, pretty good. How about you, Eric?
I'm still trying to think of what that idea is. You got me all excited now.
I'll do what I can. Let's move on with the show.
We shall loop back.
So what was that million, the $1 million idea you had that one time? It was like buy one, get none.
Well, no, that was, that was a $100,000 idea, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe 1,000. I don't remember offhand, but we're still trying to work on buy one get none. That's we're working through like the trademarks and stuff, you know.
It's, so for buy one get none, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean that you literally get none? Like you buy one, but then they like take it away, or does that mean that you buy one,
yeah,
but you don't
you
get?
Buy, so say you're say you're trying to buy like I don't know like a figure or something or like a statue and it's buy one get none. You'll buy one, which is like the one you'd buy normally, like you're buying it, and then you get none. So you buy it and you get nothing.
It makes perfect sense. I mean,
so you buy it but you don't get it. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, but we don't think about it like that. It's more of a just you're buying one and getting none. It's you're being part of the.
Part of the system.
You get a little receipt that says you bought one and got none.
You still can prove you bought it.
Exactly.
You just don't get the item.
The evidence is there.
Mm.
You're just getting.
How many times have you've done that?
Couple. We're running like basic QA testing now. We got a few.
What?
For the system,
none,
yeah.
Bro.
It's one of those like, you know, it's
we're,
that
we're looking to
hype.
Start on eBay. We're looking to implement it in eBay first, and then we can move on to like Amazon or whatever. But yeah, it's working pretty well. Certainly more than $10, which I don't remember what the idea was, but we'll get back to that.
Like those people on eBay who sell like a bag of air.
or those fucking people who will sell like Cheetos that like look like dinosaurs and shit.
Yeah,
that stuff is I've always wanted to buy one of those.
There was like that Cheeto that the guy claimed was in the shape of Michael Jackson moonwalking.
Yeah.
And it was literally just a Cheeto that looked like this.
Mm-hmm. Or the fucking, there's one example specific that I'm thinking of, but it's, it's like a popsicle, but it's like, it looks like a gorilla looking side. I sound insane, but I promise this is real.
Hey, so
this
we had a pretty cool 420 episode on Saturday.
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
yeah.
That was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah,
we do a show.
How was your crumble cookie review?
I mean, I think it went I thought all the cookies were pretty good.
Did you like them?
I think so.
So
did you think they were well-priced?
The best cookie was not the cookie.
That's true.
Did you taste test the box?
No, the one of them was like strawberry tres leches cake.
Oh,
which is more of like a cake,
okay, yeah,
in a tray.
Remember that like brownie?
Did you guys have that? Like it's all on social media. So like the flourless cake.
What?
That was my nickname in high school.
I think it was Crumble. They released this like partnership with one of the Jenners or Kardashians. And it was like a chocolate lava cake that was like made without flour, and apparently it was the most disgusting thing ever.
Oh wait,
that
probably
tastes like straight.
We were talking about that.
Apparently, the CEO posted a video of himself promoting it. He took the fattest bite and then like kept it in the side of his cheek.
Oh my god, that's funny. That shit probably tastes like straight fertilizer.
Yeah,
like straight manure.
It's funny they. Advertise no flour. It probably just fucking tasted like flour. Anyways,
what was that? It was also Crumble that had that I think it was their first non-cookie menu item. It was that, like, brownie cake thing. It was a big brownie with, like, a scoop of ice cream on top, and it went viral because it had, like, 2,000 calories in it. Or some crazy number like that.
I don't remember but it doesn't surprise me.
Didn't Baskin-Robbins have, like, an Oreo chocolate shake that had, like, maybe up like 9,000 calories in it?
No.
Hey, wait, let me do
a 9,000 calorie shake.
I could believe
would
that.
I think kill you.
Oh my fucking! There was years ago. I think we were in middle school or early high school. But Dairy Queen had a limited time milkshake. It was a chocolate cake milkshake. You know how you can like go back and like remember how something tastes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like they only ever had it that one time, and I got one. I can't remember how it tasted, but I remember thinking it was one of the most delicious things I ever put in my mouth.
So I pulled up the nutrition facts. I was slightly wrong with the total calories, but this thing is still a monster. So this is the chocolate Oreo shake.
Oh my god!
From Baskin Robbins, the large.
Mm-hmm.
Total amount of calories for a 32-ounce drink was 2,600.
Oh my god!
135 grams of fat.
What percent is that?
208%.
Jesus fucking Christ.
185 milligrams of cholesterol.
Who are they marketing to? Intermittent fasters?
1,770 milligrams of sodium.
Oh my Jesus God. Jesus Christ. That should sound like tariffs.
333 grams of carbs.
What the fuck?
263 grams of sugar and 38 grams of protein.
Hey, 38 grams of protein, that's pretty good.
There you go.
As far as I know, that
is a protein shake.
You health fans can do the macros on that.
Mm. We have
do the
we have what looks like an image of a baby chicken on the screen now.
Dude, I don't get how we went to at Chili's. They have the mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
The mozzarella sticks are 600 calories.
Yeah.
If you get the Nashville hot mozzarella sticks,
those are
1,300 calories.
Yeah.
For sauce?
Yeah, there's
for
no
sauce.
Way.
There's probably like 100 different fucking additives or whatever they put into that sauce.
Like they probably toss it in
You don't like anything. You get full off the smell of food.
It's not that I don't like it. I like that food.
you'll order a full fajita and you'll go.
You get
Yeah, but that's me getting full, not me being like, I take one bite, I don't like this.
That's I'm dinner.
Full.
He filter feeds.
Yeah, no, he'll look at
I photosynthesize, but we forget
he'll
about
get, that. He'll look at his photo. Yeah, that's dinner. And it'll just, he'll
you
just
get, like,
put the rest of it away.
You get like reverse munchies.
I do?
Where it's like you get high and then not
eat. Starve yourself.
Yeah. Bro gets unchies.
I get full when I get high.
But even that, you torture yourself. You starve yourself and by ordering the fattest food possible. You'll have like a triple onion burger and you'll be like...
I'm done.
That's true. You do get like the biggest item on the menu every time. Fucking.
I do go a little crazy.
Called? The fajita,
the burger.
I made a joke one time that you got full off of the brain power it took to order.
Because remember when we were going to Buffalo Wild Wings? Like, goddamn, we in our prime we didn't miss a single Thursday.
We did not
for like over. Probably over 2 months.
At least.
That was the first semester that, like, I went to school, Joe went to school, a bunch of us.
Everyone went to school but us.
Yeah. It was like, what, just you, the two of you?
Yes, and...
Mostly, yeah. And wait, like,
what are you talking about?
When we went to Boneless Thursdays every Thursday.
That, like, everyone went to school and you guys went to Buffalo Wild Wings every Thursday.
Pretty much every Thursday.
Yeah.
Me and George were fiends at either... We would either go to Buffalo Wild Wings or Dang Barbecue.
Yes.
Shout out Dang Barbecue.
Rest in peace, Dang Barbecue.
Oh, so do they close?
I don't think it's closed yet.
No. They're closing?
I think it's closing, yeah.
We talked about this on the show. We had, like, we had a Save Dang Barbecue segment. I remember that.
What?
I saw one TikTok about it, like, a month. You know what? Let me look it up again.
Here we go.
We're gonna get
a status report on Dang Barbecue right now for you guys. While we do that, George, I feel like there's something that's kind of
big,
something
lately?
That's kind of sitting there,
piquing your interest.
So, one of my favorite games of all time.
Oh, right.
No, it's true. It's
one of my favorite games.
It's so good. It's so fucking good. Oblivion got a remaster, which is awesome.
A Shadow dropped remaster, no less, which is like insane when you really think about Eric dropping his phone. It's insane when you really think about it. Like,
that does not happen with, especially with Bethesda
titles. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, considering that Elder Scrolls 6 was confirmed to be coming out, like, next year, like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, no, we've never gotten a date for Elder Scrolls. They revealed it 4 years ago. Yeah. They never gave us a date, and now we know they were just working on this the last 5 years instead. So
yeah.
That is so funny.
Do you think it's a justifiable trade-off, or would you rather just have Elder Scrolls 6?
No, this was definitely necessary. Because Oblivion specific, that era of games, like, which is like PS3, I think, like early PS3 360, because it was like 2006.
I was gonna say, yeah, 2006 is when Oblivion came out.
If you don't have that hardware, the only way to play the games before this remaster came out was the Steam ports of the, like,
oh, weird.
And I'm talking about, like, Oblivion, like Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah.
And they're so, like, they're so shoddily held together, like, code-wise, that if you don't, like, do an hour of modding beforehand, the game will just crash every 5 minutes. And if you try to play it normally on Steam,
you know, something I always found interesting about the Elder Scrolls games is that specifically the second Elder Scrolls game, which was called Daggerfall,
yes,
it came out in when, George, like the early 2000s?
Oh my god, late 90s. I think that was late 90s. That was late 90s.
Yeah, it came out late 90s, and to this day, it still has one of the biggest maps in, like, the history of video games. It's like the size of an entire country, like in real life. Like, how the fuck? How?
No, it's insane the work that goes into a lot of the Elder Scrolls games. Mm. They're all extremely massive worlds with stupid amounts of detail. I mean, like, if you look in the right crack or crevice in the specific fucking part of the map, you'll find a special thing that you can't find anywhere else. And it's like, oh yeah, it's just in a random little crack in a stream that you would never find ever because it's not marked or anything.
Yeah. I killed like a wolf or like a fucking like imp or whatever, some random enemy. I killed him like right outside of like the main area where you get out of when you're first like free starting to roam around. Yep. I killed him, played for like a couple hours, whatever, went back to that area, and like the body of the guy was still there.
Yes.
Like, it's just all like the corpses or whatever, they'll just stay like for the entire game.
You could pretty much kill most characters. There is no like real protection system for most of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you can screw yourself out of the game by killing the wrong character.
Something I always found funny about Skyrim in particular is that it's always like, it's known for being like a glitchy mess of a game.
Yeah.
But the thing is that people remember that with like, in like a positive light.
Exactly.
Like, it's like praised for that. People talk about that like in a good way.
Charm.
But it's like, could you imagine if Skyrim came out now like that?
It would be like
torn to shreds and like overwhelmingly negative.
Look at Cyberpunk when it came out. Like,
I mean, Cyberpunk was different.
Yeah, that different case, but same like kind of like same vibes.
So which game had a worse like initial reaction of being dropped, Cyberpunk or No Man's Sky?
No, that's Cyberpunk.
Both of those were like really Cyberpunk,
because within a month of it coming out, I was able to get it for $5.
Yeah,
No Man's Sky took longer, and I had to buy it for $20.
My poor dad bought No Man's Sky at full price.
I remember that. Unfortunately,
that game's worth it now, though.
Yeah, they like overhauled it, didn't they?
Multiple times, and multiple very, very, very large updates came out for that game that made it so good.
But yeah, Cyberpunk, literally, they had to give refunds on digital purchases.
Oh my god.
For like PlayStation, which was notorious for
never letting that happen. Like, they had to. That was bad. That was a very bad case. Good news, though.
It got fixed.
Apparently. That, too. But also, apparently, Dang Barbecue is not closing. Thankfully.
Yes!
I think so. I think...
According to my Googling, I found nothing on Google, and then I went to Twitter, because that seems to give me news sometimes, and I think a Long Island charity gave them like a grant or something. I don't know. And now they're not closing.
Shouts out so to all
those
Island.
All those dang barbecue fans.
So what do they need? A new grill?
Like, I'm on it.
I was gonna say they got that grant because of our video for Safe Dang Barbecue.
Yeah.
We inspired that grant.
Our GoFundMe was a success.
Sponsored
by Dang Barbecue.
Our GoFundMe was a success. we saved Dang Barbecue.
Eric, this is your first real episode in the studio, isn't it?
This is. I mean, not counting the 420 or the Minecraft one. This is my first official one in the new chair, and I'm surprised that all four of us managed to fit on this couch.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Hey,
I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be honest. That was a big challenge I saw. But
we tested it.
Yeah.
Like in practice.
There exist images of four people on this chair before we ever started filming.
Yeah, but I don't think we necessarily had the
put that on the screen.
Yeah, look, it'll be right. Hold on.
Can you put another picture on there?
It'll be right there. It'll be up there.
Can you make it like fall? Can you make it do this?
Yeah. Okay.
Can you put a random still for The Sopranos right there?
Yes. We will be doing all of this in the video, and I can't wait for you all to see it.
I need recommendations.
Is that right?
Speaking of which, because I asked Sean this earlier, I do not watch TV shows like most people. I don't know why I can't do it. I just can't sit down and watch a show.
I'm kind of the same way. They have to, for me specifically, they have to, like, hook me within episode one.
There are a bunch of shows that I'm hooked, but I just still can't watch them.
Yeah.
I just don't know why I can't do it. So I'm forcing myself to watch a show from start to finish, and I need help on picking it.
The Sopranos.
I have a list. Hang on. I got a list of three. I have a big list, but I need some help narrowing that list down. It is one of Breaking Bad, The Sopranos, or Dexter.
Get Dexter out of
there. Those are the three on my list.
Dexter's gone.
Really?
I didn't love it. It was okay. Compared to Sopranos and Breaking Bad, it does not compare.
It's an unfortunate setup for Dexter in this list, but it's... You put it up against two of, like, the GOATs.
The best, so. Yeah. Mm.
But yeah, I would say Sopranos.
Me too. Sopranos is my preferred there.
Before you even set a list, I was going to say, have you ever watched F is for Family?
He would like that.
You would definitely like F is for Family.
I was going to say,
because I'm the same way as you, Eric, F is for Family is the one and only show that I sat down and watched the entire show by myself.
Well, for me, F is for Family Guy, so...
I was about to say, this show was like Family Guy, if it was good.
If you like Family Guy, you're going to like F is for Family. It's on Netflix. There's four or five seasons.
Mm-hmm. This looks...
It's Bill Burr. Bill Burr wrote the show, he created the show, and he voices the dad.
Mm-hmm.
You mean the guy from, what was it, Star Wars or Star Trek? What was the Family Guy bit that we saw earlier?
What?
Bill Burr was in Star Wars.
Bill Burr was in the comedian. Oh my god.
It was in the new...
I remember that episode.
It was in the new Family Guy episode I was watching earlier, and they made a reference to, like, why is Bill Burr, and it was one of those two shows, so, or Bill, movies.
It probably. So.
Bill Burr was in Star Wars, he was in The Mandalorian.
He was also in Breaking Bad.
Oh yeah, he was. That's,
yeah, he was.
What do you think is the weirdest, like, why are you in this movie kind of casting?
That's a good question, actually. I gotta think about
Drake being the kid in the wheelchair in Degrassi.
John Panette. Yeah. John Panette in the old Punisher movie.
Wait.
He was in a movie? A Punisher movie?
Look up
John Panette love.
Look up the Punisher movie casting crew, and John Panette was one of the, like...
John, I love Panette.
My personal one that I always go to is John Candy as the lead polka guy in Home Alone.
Yeah.
Alright, you got a lot riding on this, George. You better be here.
Well, there's John Travolta.
Oh, John Panette. He was like one of the neighbors. He played a decent role in the movie. You see him a lot. And I was like, I was familiar with John Panette before I saw the movie. Mm-hmm. So when
Kevin
I saw
Nash
him,
is in this movie?
I had like a wait, what moment? Like, oh, wait.
The wrestler?
I think he was a thug.
Get the fuck out of here.
Who played Punisher in this movie? I forget. I can't tell.
Thomas
Jane?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
whoever that is.
I think one of the possibly up there is one of the most random and like weird castings for something is in the Fairly Odd Parents. Jay Leno was the voice of the Crimson Chin.
That's right. Yeah.
Dude, hang on. You want like a show for that? So again.
I'm sorry. I have an example of what you were saying. We were literally just talking about this like 20 minutes ago. The Emperor in the start of Oblivion. I'm forgetting his name.
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, he's voiced by Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
And
that's
one of awesome. Like the other major characters is Boromir.
Sean Bean.
Yeah. Yep. Him.
There is if anyone out there does not know, I am a preschool teacher as my job. And there is a show that all these kids watch. It's called Storybots. Right? Look it up. It's pretty much...
Jeez. I got a please from George. Fuck.
It's pretty much...
I'm going to type it really loud.
Yeah.
It's pretty much like these little robot people in the computer come out and they like help kids answer questions. And they have a series where there's always a person that has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And what the fuck? It's always played... by some like just random bullshit actor.
They just get like a some
guy, so there's like, an random... episode where they're learning multiplication, and in it the main problem is that and the main problem in it is that there is a pizza maker who is making pizzas for a birthday party of grizzly bears.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't know how many pizzas a grizzly bear eats, so they have to learn multiplication to make it easier for the pizza guy. And the pizza man is played by Danny DeVito.
That's funny.
So
that tracks also.
There's another one where they're learning about taste, and the plot and like the story is a mushroom is calling in because she doesn't think that kids find her tasty, and she wants to know how taste works so she can turn like she can make herself more appealing to children. And the mushroom is played by Chrissy Teigen.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Sounds like a dream that somebody had.
There's a bunch of them. They went to a potato. They went to a potato sanctuary where potatoes become French fries, and the headmaster is Weird Al.
That I can believe.
Yeah,
that tracks.
So I'm just sitting in the classroom, like playing trains with this kid, and all of a sudden I hear Weird Al's voice on the screen. I look up, I'm like,
it's like it reminds me of. There was this one time I was looking. I don't remember what the hell I was searching, but. Or what I was looking for, but I ended up finding this like dormant YouTube channel that hadn't uploaded in like a year or two at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Of I don't even remember the name of the channel, but it was for kids, and it was essentially every video was like a celebrity guest reading a children's storybook.
Mm-hmm.
And they would like animate the book like as they were reading it. It was kind of cool.
Okay.
And one of the last, like the video that I found that showed up for me that led me to the channel was the book Rainbow Fish being read by Ernest Borgnine, of all people.
Such a fun name. Borgnine.
In case you don't know who that is.
Really, really quick, really quickly.
The voice actor for Mermaid Man.
Really quick, for anyone listening out there, Shell is currently playing around on Google and we can see it casted. What rabbit hole have you fallen into that Herbie Fully Loaded is... what rabbit hole did you fall down through?
Do you want to know exactly what rabbit hole I went down?
What is this pathing?
I think you were looking through the casting of something.
Oh, I was looking at the cast of F is for Family, and I found Laura Dern, who's in Blue Velvet and Fire Walk With Me. Or not Fire Walk With Me, The Returns, yeah. Twin Peaks. And then I was like, wait, Justin Long? This guy. And I was like, this is the guy that I get confused with, the actor who plays Greg in Succession, who they both look like the lead mouse in Flushed Away.
That's such a
bull.
Rodney. Yeah.
Thank you, Rodney. God, I knew it started with an R and it was like something funny.
Yeah, Rodney.
That's such
I
bull.
Love that you know fucking what? Movie.
We were talking about.
I'm real surprised you don't know that one.
We were talking about crazy castings. Hugh Jackman, knowing that Hugh Jackman voices that fucker will never not be a mental jump scare.
I just thought of another one. What's his name? George Carlin, narrating all the fucking Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yes, he was the original narrator of Thomas the Tank Engine. And also, by the way, he was the very first host of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Could you please look up the movie, I think it's Ferdinand?
Oh, really?
No.
It's an animated movie.
Oh, the one with John Cena where John Cena plays
the bull. Oh, yeah.
Never saw that movie, but...
Billy, put a picture of Ferdinand right there.
No.
No, please!
So good. I love Ferdinand.
Wait, was it South Park that had the dog that was like George Clooney or something?
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember.
It was the dog Sparky.
Yeah, I can't remember who.
And it was like it was just barks the entire time, but they got like someone famous for it.
Is it Groot voiced by Vin Diesel or something?
Groot is Vin Diesel and Rocket is Bradley Cooper.
That's awesome. That's so funny. I wonder if they ever. I wonder if they tried getting any of the like actors to reprise their role for Marvel Rivals.
I'm sure they at least reached out.
Because none of them even look like... The closest thing to it is that Doctor Strange kind of looks like Benedict Cumberbatch, but not really.
Yeah.
But, like... I mean, in a way, it's probably better that they didn't, because it's always better having actual voice actors, you know, doing everything. Yeah. Like, Doctor Strange is voiced by Liam O'Brien. He's a seasoned voice actor. He's in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Really and fun casting is Tony Sirico as Vinny and Family Guy.
Oh, is that like the good dog?
When Brian,
the
when,
dog
no, when,
that's like really
that
nice.
That was Tony Sirico?
When Brian dies in for three episodes, they have another dog,
Holy
Vinny.
He's voiced by, he sounded
he's voiced by Tony Sirico.
Who's that?
He's Paulie from Sopranos.
Oh, okay, that's why I don't know.
Okay, I prepared my rabbit hole visually for everyone if everyone wants to partake. Okay. So we were at F is for Family, and then I was like, wow. Hold on. I don't know who this guy is. Ignore that one. I was like, wow, Justin Long looks like Roddy from Flushed Away, who I get confused with Greg from Succession. Please give me a picture of this man. Nicholas Braun.
That's true. Oh, they do kind of. I don't even know who that is, but he does kind of look like him.
Ponytail Derek in Perks of Being a Wallflower, if we're Perks of Being a Wallflower fans. And
all the
then,
three Perks of Being a Wallflower fans out there are screaming right now.
I count as all three of them, and I'm screaming. That's I still don't know movie. Who Nate Thies is. I need to look into that man.
Hi, Storybots.
If Perks of a Wallflower has no fans, I'm dead.
Literally. I love Perks of a Wallflower. Okay, so, and then I was thinking about Justin Long. And I was like, wow, what was Justin Long in?
He wasn't Tusk.
And then
Tusk.
He did do Tusk. And then I was
from
like,
Dodgeball.
Wow.
Dodgeball, yes. Yeah.
And then I saw, wow, Herbie Fully Loaded. And then I remembered how much I love Herbie Fully Loaded. I played the game at my library computer, my town's library computer. Yeah. Lindsay Lohan lives a block away from me, and I love Herbie Fully Loaded. I love the talking car.
Wait,
I love.
What?
Not currently, but her family, her mama, lives a block away from me.
Oh, cool.
I tried to trick or treat there in my youth, and then she would throw things at us.
That chest.
And then we weren't allowed to go to Lindsay Lohan's mama's house.
That tracks,
house.
Honestly.
But do you guys know Herbie Fully Loaded?
I know it.
I only saw it like once, though.
Jack does.
When I was a kid.
Jack does, and that's all that matters.
I know it. I'm just not too familiar with it.
This feels like Streetcar Named Desire for like any... like.
They're
like 4-year-olds.
It was a funny one.
That was that. Holy shit. Hold on.
Are you looking up Streetcar Named Desire?
I don't think any of us know what this is.
I've heard of this.
It's a melodramatic play.
Eric, how the fuck did you know about
say,
this?
I feel like me and Eric have talked about it.
Herbie Fully Reloaded is what people think Streetcar Named Desire is.
Herbie Fully Loaded, Streetcar Named Desire. It's the same thing.
All right, yeah. I'm down.
Do you guys have any,
Also, I think I know it because it's a... There's some good Game Grumps reference where they... Well, I've heard of it. Where they mentioned it. I forgot when, but... Yeah, that's my Streetcar Named Desire knowledge.
What do you guys, Do you guys have any, like, hidden gem movies? That you guys feel like no one ever knows about, but you feel like more people should? Because I definitely have a good answer
now,
for this.
Are we grouping hidden gems as like cult following movies, or is it like in general, this movie I don't think many people know or appreciate?
Like more of that, but I guess it could be a cult following movie.
We'll do that first, and then we can transition into
cult
Tremors,
cult following.
Featuring Kevin Bacon.
That's a good one.
I watch that movie at least once a year.
Hold on, I need to look at my letterbox.
I love that. movie for no. It's awful. It's like a not a great sci-fi movie, but I love it.
I feel like a movie that everyone knows, but nobody knows what it's called, is The Professional.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like I've heard of that. Gary Oldman
Young Cameron.
We're thinking of we're thinking of different movies.
Are you thinking of the one that's like French?
I'm thinking of Leon the Professional. Yeah. I don't know what you're thinking.
Because I'm thinking of the French one.
Well, Eric, you're thinking of Natalie Portman. She's in that movie also. Yeah,
I don't know why.
It's Gary Oldman, Natalie Portman, and someone else I don't remember.
What are some other good old ones? There's a lot of movies. My issue is I forget about most of them, and then the second I remember them, I watch them because I'm like, I haven't seen that in years.
Yeah. There is a pick on the screen right now, which I can't think of one, so I'm going to use as my pick also, but I imagine Shell wants to explain more.
I like answering questions by putting images on the screen. Hold on, I'm chewing my nacho fry.
Shout out to Nacho Fries.
It was sponsored by Nacho Fries.
Sure. My pick is The Doom Generation by Greg Araki. Do not watch it if you're squeamish. Do not watch it with your parents.
That's true.
Don't even watch it with your friend. Watch it alone.
Hello, my name is Shell, and you know today what? I will be talking about The Doom Generation.
At the end, it would have been funny if
I
you
can't
were,
get to the camera.
If you were like, at the end, if you were like, you know what, just don't watch it.
But, actually, but, don't.
This movie fucking sucks. Don't even
That's but, actually but how my amazing. Mentor, like presented it to me. They were like, yeah, I accidentally traumatized all my friends for my birthday, and I was like, so what the fuck do you mean by that?
That's sick.
And they were like, I showed them this movie that I really, really like without remembering the entirety of the movie, and I was like, okay, great, what movie? And they were like, this is the movie. Can you not watch it, though? I'm afraid that, like, the school's gonna come for me. I was like, no, I'm gonna watch it right now, immediately, leave the room, so that you're not, like, you can't get caught, like, in trouble. I watched it. One of my friends walked in during one of, like, the craziest fucking scenes. With the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. and he was so traumatized that he started crying and had to walk away, and I still feel bad about it to this day.
I think that whisper was right.
Sounds
into the
funny.
It was. I don't know why.
Don't tell anyone. This is the secret,
guys. Don't tell.
Sounds to me
this.
Like a comedy.
It's like
this is the movie that I told you about that you would really like.
Really?
Yes, this is the one that you would really like.
George, I'm gonna go home and watch it.
This movie could be like a guy like splitting like a person's like body in half, and George would be like.
I fear Terrifier it might funny. Be worse.
Well, yeah, but that's because it was just laughably
you know,
bad.
A movie that I, in hindsight, don't know how I watched it, because, like, I feel like I couldn't watch, I feel like I wouldn't be able to watch it today, is House of a Thousand Corpses.
That's a good movie.
That is Kiera's favorite movie of all
really?
Time.
That is such it's a weird movie to be someone's favorite.
That's in her top three like, favorite movies of all
I
time.
I saw that one, and I saw the sequel, Devil's Rejects.
Mm.
Which, obviously, the sequel
it's one
was...
Of those, it's one of those two that's, like, her favorite.
Which, obviously, the sequel is a lot more tolerable, because it was more of, like, a chase movie with, like, body horror. Okay. But House of a Thousand Corpses, I don't know how I watched that. I watched that, like, in high school. I feel like I couldn't watch that now.
Nick Harris' top three movies. You want to hear
fucking
a list?
What's his name from The Office?
It's House of a Thousand Corpses.
Rainn Wilson. I think it was his first role.
It was one of his first ones.
Nick Harris' top three. Talk about a list.
Yeah, the fucking, the clown, Captain Spaulding.
He's great. I fucking love Sid Haig. He's amazing.
You
want to hear about Kiara's top three?
Eric, you didn't say these before.
It's House of a Thousand Corpses, My Cousin Vinny, and the Blues Brothers.
One of these is not like the other.
Well balanced. Honestly, my favorite part of that movie, House of a Thousand Corpses, was the clown, Captain Spaulding.
Mm-hmm.
His fucking shirt that on the back, it has nothing to do with each other. On the back, it says, if I wanted to listen to an asshole, I'd fart. And on the front, it has a hot dog. Yeah, there it is.
So fucking there funny.
And then
that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, look, see the... It's just a hot dog.
How did you... What happened that you watched that movie? I feel like it's so, like, out of your realm
I was
of,
just in with, like, a group of friends, and, like, that's just, like, what
just,
everybody...
Just, like, what got put on?
That's, like, yeah, that's, like, when I got there, they were like, hey, we're about to watch House of a Thousand Corpses.
Mm.
I was like, okay, I guess I'm watching that.
Okay.
Very good movie. One of my not one of my favorite horror movies, but like one that I think is like underrated. Yeah. Like wildly.
So my actual pick for underrated movie that I was gonna say was
Teeth.
No. There's a Robin Williams movie from 96 called The Birdcage.
That's okay. Yeah, this is such a we watched this. We had
I don't think we watched it together.
No, I know I've been in your den and that was where I watched it. It might have been
I watched it with Sean, but I don't remember if you were there too.
I'm pretty sure I was there. I know.
I'm sure you've seen The Birdcage.
The Birdcage?
Yeah, with Robin Williams. Robin Williams and Nathan Lane are a gay couple.
Oh, yes.
And their son wants to marry this girl, and it turns out that her parents are like, her father is like a Republican senator.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the parents are like coming over for dinner, so they have to like play it straight.
It's hilarious. I want to back a little bit. I had to get the name of the song here. So you're telling me you've watched House of a Thousand Corpses and you love that movie, but you can't get through 10 seconds of It's Just a Burning Memory?
I can now.
Oh, can you? We haven't tested it in a while. I didn't know.
Oh, I listen to it all the time.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah.
We haven't tested it. Like, we're fucking scientists.
Everywhere at the End of Time actually really, like, fascinates me now.
Mm.
I couldn't listen to it at first, but that's what kind of drew me to it.
We were playing it once. And we got maybe 7 or 8 seconds in. You were just, I can't do it. Turn it off.
That happened?
Yeah.
I thought that only ever happened when I was like by myself.
No, it was in your.
I mean, I probably had to like leave the room.
Fuck!
But
it might have. Was it Panda Night? We're like an hour and a half before that we did that, and you didn't want to listen to it.
I mean, I probably didn't, but I mean that probably happened. I don't doubt that happened, but. But it's very fascinating to me now, because it is. But
would you classify House of a Thousand Corpses as a cult movie, like a cult classic?
Maybe. I mean, what's the definition of a cult movie? Because for a while I thought it was just a way of saying a popular movie.
A movie that initially was really like flopped really hard, but like over time it became
So it probably is one.
Like the biggest example I would say is the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I was just gonna bring that up. Mm. Yeah,
I was gonna say what a great movie. That and also The Shining are like the biggest examples I can think of. Yeah, when The Shining came out,
wasn't popular at first.
People like hated it when it came out.
Which, I want to do a little game about cult classic movies.
Yeah,
about I a want game you about to cults. Top five rank them, but I'm not telling you which ones are next.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Is it like all like all no, who's okay?
Shell, by any chance, is there a pen up there that I can write these down so that way everyone has their list?
A shell.
Or something nearby.
You see the pen bag?
Oh, yeah, the sword pens.
All the sword pens.
All the fucking sword pens.
Shout out to the sword pens.
Sword pens, hammer pens.
Who bought these?
Spear pens.
Billy bought them drunk at a party and then remember completely forgot that he bought them.
Jack made the presentation about the pens, and I was the sword pen.
Oh, yeah.
And I bought them, and then I think,
I just bought a pack.
He bought them, and then a week and a half later texted us a picture and went,
I know that you were probably, like, off your fucking tits when you ordered that.
I was.
But there's also a part of me that feels like you would have done the same thing stone cold sober.
I would have, yeah.
All right. I'm just writing a little bit of a 1 through 5 for each of you.
Okay. I love when people write 1 through 5 for me.
That sounds weird.
Well, maybe you just can't comprehend it yet.
All right.
Singing in the Rain is number one, by the way. Even if it's not on the list.
I got a quick list here.
Okay. Is this still your favorite movie ever?
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of, like, you know, the ones I can think of right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to start with one that you actually said just now. Let's start with The Shining.
Okay. Have you guys both seen it?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Really?
You've never seen The Shining?
I've never
We're
seen
gonna
it.
We're going to kill you. No.
Let's sit and watch the entirety of it on this episode.
I'm so... Dude, honestly,
yeah, that's,
let's
Mystery
do it.
Mystery Science
the whole,
Theater 3000.
The whole rest of the episode.
You know, we don't even have to watch it. I'll just insert a rip of The Shining into the YouTube video right here.
Do it like TikTok, where like we're on the top and on the bottom, and you just have the whole movie.
What was I just going to say? I would put it at 2. 2.
Really?
Imagine using The Shining as like a Subway Surfers. Like using it in that way. Like, who the fuck? How damaged are you?
What are you thinking, Dan?
Oh, for The Shining?
I mean, you don't know it, so I guess you'd...
I mean, I would put it at like...
I don't know how many of these you are going
to That's the thing. Mm-hmm. I'll put it at like 4.
Oh, so that's where I'm putting it.
Just in case.
I put it at 2.
Because I'm like, there's a guarantee... I guarantee you I haven't seen like probably like a good amount of the movies on your list.
All right, number 2. This would be my number 1. Anyone want to take a guess?
Is oh,
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah. Space.
Never
this
seen
is,
it.
This is my number 1.
Never seen it.
There are things, there are really subtle 5. Things I will quote in that movie to this day. Mm. Do you know when what's the woman's name in the like the girlfriend?
Oh, I don't remember.
Debbie.
Yeah.
Debbie, when Mike and Debbie first find, like, the cocoon room, Debbie's like, I've never seen anything like this before, have you? And the actor that plays Mike just goes, no.
No.
I will say no like that to this fucking day because of that.
That reminded me, Eric, did the game get canceled? I don't remember what happened.
No,
it,
it's just...
Or it's just in, like, development
hell? The company,
hell?
I think... No, it did come out. I think it just... Died
it just flopped.
Just died a weekend.
Rest
it, didn't flop. It didn't flop. Like, yeah, it flopped, but it kind of had the multiverses treatment where it was just, like, it was really popular for, like, a week and a half, and then all of a sudden, nobody was talking about it.
Yeah.
But they're making the remake.
Oh, yeah,
I cannot
that's true.
Wait for that.
Yeah. Fucking, what's his name?
Which is produced by Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, yeah.
Which is funny. Really funny. And that means that there is an opening for a Killer Clowns Pavilion at Universal Halloween Horror Nights.
Yo!
We're first in line for that.
Go. I would put...
I mean, I've never watched it, and I personally don't care about it too much.
I would put it at 4, personally. I would...
You all are not invited to my birthday party.
Sorry to disappoint you.
I'm putting it at 2, only because I don't know what's
you're my
next.
Best friend.
That's fair. I'll take it.
If I knew what was next, it might end up in 1, but I don't know.
All right. Number 3. I just had one. Because, like, I can get a deep cut pull, but I don't think any of us have seen it in full.
I've seen it.
You probably have.
I have.
Birdemic.
Nah, I've never even heard
of it.
That one.
Put it at 5.
I guess 3.
Shell, can you please go on YouTube and look up the Birdemic fighting the bird scene?
I mean, so I'm watching all of The Shining.
Hold on,
we
have to watch all of
right
The Shining
now.
First before God. We can do that.
Birdemic what?
The fight attack scene.
Rest in peace, Shelley Duvall, by the way.
True. Yeah.
Icon.
This is great.
This is crazy. This is.
We got a shirt.
We got an ad of a white guy in a red shirt right here. Wait for it.
This looks.
Oh my god.
Wait.
Oh my god. This literally has the production value of like a Smosh video.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Honestly, I would even say this is worse. I would go as far as to say this is worse than the average Smosh video. Because, like, there would be, like, camera... Like, they'd be at least, like, fucking moving around or whatever.
Yeah, I have seen, like, random fucking YouTubers who have made their own, like, animations and films and shit that are better than this.
This is like, it's like Velocipaster.
Oh, my God. Velocipaster
might be better.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
They have no urgency.
The birds haven't moved.
The birds that watch you leave.
Up next, Fire Emblem Three Houses.
Yo, 1. Putting out 1. Eric, what's up next?
Well, so Billy put Birdemic at 1.
No, I put it at 5.
Oh, 5? I tried to sneak that one in past you.
Yeah.
Dan?
I mean, 3, I guess. 4 and 5 are taken.
George?
5.
Right.
Scatman Carruthers, love that guy.
So Billy, your 1 and 3 is available.
Okay.
Dan, your 1 and 2 is available, and George, your 1 and 3 is available. Next up, Little Shop of Horrors.
This I have not seen.
Never,
regrettably.
Seen
do you watch movies?
Wait, what?
Little Shop of Horrors, Little Shop.
That was a fun movie.
Little Shop of Terrors.
You guys suck.
That's gonna be my number 1.
because I don't know what's next, and I know I like that movie.
I haven't seen it, so I'll put it at 3 because I want the more of a chance for something funny to be at number 1 for
me. I'll put it at number 2.
That will be going on my list ASAP, too. I do want to watch it.
I like that movie. That was a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, Billy, your number... Billy and Dan, your number 1.
This is my number 1.
Three is, in fact, the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I'll take it.
I would have put that at 1 anyway.
Which you've seen?
Yeah.
Good.
It was great.
You're 1 for 5.
I mean, I told you I probably haven't seen most of these.
This is a great scene in The Shining. What would
you
watch, it,
Dan, that would you think would fit the cult classics?
I mean, Birdcage kind of fits that, because it does have a following, and it was, like, very much considered, like a movie that was, like, ahead of its time nowadays.
There's a bunch of movies that, like, you wouldn't expect to fit that, like, mold.
Yeah.
Kill Bill is a cult classic.
Yeah.
Fight Club.
I don't know if those count as cult classics. I feel like those are just, like, people just consider those good movies. Like, I feel like...
No, unfortunately, Eric's right.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I can, like, look it up.
Well, I mean, because I feel like a cult classic is the type of thing where every person will have their own definition. Like, it's not, like, it's not just, like, a binary, like, oh, either it is or it isn't a cult classic. It's just kind of...
I feel like most Tarantino films are
the Tarantinos make sense.
Yeah. Older ones, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen Pulp Fiction. Good. It was okay.
I liked
Pulp Fiction. I don't know if this is Tarantino, but Breakfast Club is also.
That's not. That could not be further from Quentin Tarantino. I'm not great at identifying directions.
Dude,
Sin City was fun,
a crazy
too.
Movie. That's true. I haven't seen that in years.
Favorite Tarantino would be the same movie, but all the girls would be barefoot the whole time.
I haven't seen Sin City in years.
Even though
they're
supposed to be like in high school.
My dad showed that to me when I was in like middle school.
George, any new terrible games besides Oblivion that you're playing?
Well, hold on, there. Oblivion is not terrible.
It's not.
I'm going to need you to take that back.
Games if it is model.
So,
I will say, do we want to tell them about our kingdom that we've been making in Schedule 1?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
It is the most fun I've had playing, like, a new game in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it looks terrible. Like the design of the game, Ray calls it a Roblox game. It's because it's just like this really cartoonish, like dumb art style, but it's so good.
Yeah.
Is it like? Is this the drug game you guys are talking about?
Yes.
That is really funny.
It's a really fun game.
Are you guys can do fucking kingpins yet? And
we are.
Yeah.
We we played in our world for, I think, an hour and a half, and we got up to, like, parts that players take, like, 8 hours to get to.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's
pretty funny. You guys got to meth on your first night, right?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Like, an hour and a half in, we were starting to get pseudoephedrine dead drops from Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shirley's my girl. Shout out, Shirley.
Yes.
Shirley, what's going on in The Shining so far?
They're still having this goddamn
This is a great scene.
This is a long...
Yeah.
So without audio,
usually what makes it so good is that you can hear it. I mean, hey,
I did hear a piece of behind the scenes trivia about The Shining, because there's a lot of that the kid, the actor who was playing the kid, they did such a good job of like keeping him like keeping concealed from him, mm-hmm. that he actually had no idea that the movie they were making was a horror movie.
Yeah, I
remember hearing that from somewhere.
Kept all
yeah.
like the horror elements away from, because I mean he was fucking like what I think he was
like 10 or something.
Even, he was I think he was like younger. 7 I think, or maybe 8, I don't know.
That's crazy. I mean, The Shining is the movie that had that one scene that took a ridiculous amount of takes for them to actually carry on.
The scene...
What is it, like 180
it's like
or something?
Where she's running away from...
She is
Jack Nicholson or something.
Backing up the staircase. Yes. He's following her with the
axe. Oh my god.
It was like 180 something takes.
I think it was 187.
He tortured her.
Alfred Hitchcock is like a notorious like perfectionist. Like if there was... You do everything in the scene perfectly, and like you move your arm like left instead of right, he'll do another take.
That is so like
yeah. And yeah, and
like that is so like how necessary really is that? You know what I mean?
It's
like
hey,
in fucking in Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers, the scene where Aragorn kicks the helmet.
Did you guys know that was the scene
only,
when
that was only the fourth take?
Yeah,
that was the fourth take. So yeah.
I feel like that's one of the like for The Shining at least. That's like one of the more like known facts.
Yeah,
that like scene that just took ridiculous amount of time. I think it was like 187.
It's to be the same.
It's like somewhere.
Didn't Shelley Duvall need like extensive counseling after like they filmed that movie?
It's no, like
that movie psychologically like damaged her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like there's always like conflicting information about whether it was like actually that or if it was just like other like because everyone was just like assumes that it was from that. I don't know offhand. I mean, I feel like there's always conflicting information about
148. There you go.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But no, that was ridiculous.
Yeah,
but. I mean, there's a few. It depends on the TV show or movie. There are roles that people have stated they will never go back to because it put them in a different mindset.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like when they did the iCarly reboot, Jeanette McCurdy turned it down because she like gave up acting after everything that happened to her.
Yeah.
Which makes, you know, that makes sense.
She does like stand up now, I think. Or like she does like or she'll do like those like one person show type of things
where like a podcast. Like,
yeah.
She wrote a book.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote a book called I'm Glad My Mom Died.
Yeah, I remember seeing like stuff when it was coming out.
Yeah, because it was about all that.
Yeah.
Her mom was the one who like put her in acting and was like stealing all her money.
Dude,
and
did you guys watch the fucking that the Nickelodeon documentary?
The Quiet on Set.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was that shit insane. It was insane.
Some of the shit they were talking about in there is like,
it's so hard to like go back and watch like a lot of the. Although, what is nice about that?
Mm-hmm.
Being such a huge fan of Drake and Josh, which I'm sure you guys are too,
yeah.
That with everything that happened to Drake Bell, Drake and Josh was his like safe place.
Yeah,
you know, like filming Drake and Josh was like that was like his home away from home, and he was like he was safe there.
Yeah,
you know,
it's really sad that how that whole thing fucked up the two of their relationships.
Yeah.
Well, they just recently didn't they like do like a whole like oh we fucking met up again or whatever.
Well, Drake was on
like
Josh's podcast.
That is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But okay. I'm saying like when it initially like when the show was like first over and like the could like 5 years after that they
had there was a all
relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Shelly, having fun over there?
This is my favorite video.
I've been hypnotized.
You want to explain what it is for anyone that
I've been like I've been like mesmerized
for the just last like it,
5 minutes. Yeah.
Do you guys know? Do you guys at home know that video? That I think it was from Vine. Maybe.
I think so. Yeah. I feel like I remember seeing this years ago.
But it's the turtle dancing while he's getting a bath to the Law and Order theme song. So right now, pretend it's going bum 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 bum.
I'll loop the video for like a little bit in the video.
Yeah, I love.
Make it the background.
make it the
banner.
Please, oh my god. I love this video, and then wait, also, hold on. Guys, you're going on my shoulder.
The parrots?
All of our
you're
fans.
A ferret.
We're 50 minutes in. Anyone who ferrets. Doesn't care about us stopped watching, and our fans are still here, so they like me enough.
Did you say 50 or 15?
50?
Oh my god.
If you were doing this
you
for
really
15
thought
minutes,
we were only 15 really minutes funny. In.
Well, that's why I asked. I was like, there's no way.
Time has warped, guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Like, did we turn on the time machine, like, while we were filming?
Oh, guys, fun fact. I didn't spontaneously combust at Midnight Mass the other night.
Oh, yeah? Oh, thank god.
How'd you do there?
That was just a pain.
What the
home, like,
fuck is...
Oh, I've seen this, yeah.
This video, I really like this one, where he's slapping his friend.
Yeah.
I do that to Sean a lot. Looks who are these people?
Looks like he's giving like a pep talk.
Wait,
they're
and then wait.
Porcupine. Who are these people?
Wait, guys,
there
what's that animal?
Which one?
Guys, what's I that animal
know.
That is large and
meerkat.
A lizard?
Meerkat.
But it's not a
Komodo dragon.
Komodo dragon?
Bearded
dragon?
It's one of those. Bearded one of you dragon. May be right.
Komodo is like the size of me and will kill you with a single
Komodo
bite.
Komodo dragon is venomous and 8 feet long. A bearded dragon. A bearded dragon people have as a pet.
It's like 6 inches or to 8 inches long.
No, they're bigger than that, but
are they,
they're yeah.
I feel like up to a foot.
My aunt had one. It was like.
Oh, really?
It was like
well,
that
I know
big.
They can
from
get
Hull's
big.
Salad?
From his salad. Oh dear, I don't know if I'll be able to find it because truthfully, it might have been not a popular video, and it might have been on someone's Snapchat story, and I had an Android until my freshman year of college, so I had my friend, shout out Jason, he doesn't listen to this podcast, my friend from high school, I had made him screen record it to me and send it to me.
So guys, you could have it.
Keep vamping, I need to find this fucking video.
I literally have, so do you guys have videos? I have videos like that too, Shell. Like, there's videos where I know they exist, I've seen them before, but like, I've never been able to find them because I don't know how to, like, look for them.
Mm-hmm. I
like,
have, yeah.
Like, there's this one. Remember when wake-up pranks were really popular? Mm-hmm. There's a video. This isn't real much of a wake-up prank. It's just, it's literally, because the first time I ever saw it, or the only place I ever saw it, was in, like, a compilation of wake-up pranks, mm-hmm. which there's, like, 50,000. It's literally just a video of a guy waking up his wife by going, duh! And she made, like, a really weird noise when she woke up. She was like, duh! Something like that, but like,
I mean, if you just look up on YouTube, like, guy like, scares wife, that, you're gonna get, yeah, like,
I don't know how to look for that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one that there's a while. It's really funny so, that you brought it up.
The video is lost in time.
It's really funny that you were bringing up Drake and Josh because there is this one video that I've been wanting to watch for a long time now. It's like somebody took a couple clips of the show and kind of spoofed them together, and it's. It's really, like, it's really funny. We quoted a bunch, and I think the guy took it down, and that's why I can't find it, but, like, I just hope if there was only a way that somebody had that video, that they could show it to me.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't think that person exists.
I sent it to you at one point.
Yeah, like, 2019 when I had, like, my iPhone 4.
Well,
okay.
Do you still have it?
As far as you can know, someone else in this room has it.
My name is Mr. Context. I'm going to walk in here for a second.
hi, Mr. Context.
This is a, what we are referring to right now is an old YouTube poop called Brownies with Nuts. It was based on Drake and Josh. It was really fucking funny. We found it, like, a lot, like, around, like, 2019, 2018.
It wasn't popular. It only had a few thousand views.
Yeah. But that was what we would do. We would just, like, go and, like, look for YouTube poops of, like, stuff that we were into. And we found that one, and it was like, oh, shit, this is funny as hell. And somehow George had the foresight to download it. I don't know what he was thinking, but he downloaded it, and then the fucking guy took the video down.
The guy took the video down.
Because it was so, like, unpopular, nobody had re-uploaded it. We got to break quick.
You guys
want to
see the video? I don't even need the mic.
Okay.
Yes. Salesman Podcast reacts to Brownies with Nuts.
Yeah.
Bro, what
the fuck? If you send it to me, I can just, like, put it up.
This is my proof that it was screen recorded from my friend's old iPhone.
Oh, you got that old-ass Snapchat layout, too. The blue on the top, dude.
Everyone, hold on. This is my favorite.
Oh, it doesn't have that anymore?
I don't think so.
Oh, iguana.
Oh, I have seen this, yeah.
Oh, I have seen that video. I've definitely seen that, yeah. That's a good one.
Eat shit. God.
That's a fucking...
I think Shell finds that kind of humorous.
Shell thinks that's funny.
You see, I find any kind of video, for the most part, that is like someone falling or getting hurt kind of funny.
Yeah.
So when it's something very similar, but like with an animal or something, like slipping and falling, I can find that really hilarious mm-hmm. sometimes.
Dude, you have videos on your phone of like people dying.
I used to, once upon a time.
So do you? Yeah, no, he still does. It's called Brownies with Nuts.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Do
in
you?
In eighth grade, he'll be like, "Yo, watch this," and pull his phone around. It's a guy getting like hit by a bus.
Do you still have Brownies with Nuts?
Yeah.
You still have it.
Yeah.
You still have access to it.
It's in my Google Photos.
Eric, you don't have it anymore. You don't.
What, Brownies with Nuts?
Yeah.
No, I don't. He sent it to me like in 2019, and I don't have that phone data anymore.
That's.
You didn't save it to your Google Photos?
No.
You didn't have the foresight there. Yeah. You know, I did. That's why I never lose it. Because it's on my Google Photos. But no, someone else has it in our group now.
Yeah. I don't know.
That reminds me, I found a really fucking funny Lord of the Rings YouTube poop that I feel like you guys would really like.
Okay.
It kind of has a similar editing style. I can't believe I'm saying that about a YouTube poop. to... No, because it's even crazier about me saying that is that you guys are going to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It has a similar editing style to that one Star Wars YouTube poop that we like.
Oh, yeah.
The Phantom of the Oak Steak. Yeah.
We got to read that. It's been fucking years since we've watched that one. Oh, my God. It's been years since you watch all of them. But yes, I agree.
God, I miss watching YouTube poops.
No. Yeah.
We watch YouTube poops all the time.
We did.
Yeah.
It was kind of crazy how much we did. We just spend entire nights looking for new ones.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, here we go. We found the actual version.
That's so good. That's crazy.
Is that a,
it takes the whole thing with
is it. Is that a bearded dragon?
No, that's an iguana.
That
is an iguana.
Oh, God. Oh, I love this video so much.
That's crazy. No, but like funny YouTube videos as like a thing. The fucking Big Squatch,
Big Squatch?
What?
Bigfoot move the Bigfoot videos.
Oh yeah.
Wait. Did you?
Big Squatch.
Did you mix Bigfoot with Sasquatch? It's like Big Squatch.
You know what, they call me Big Squatch.
Hey, what's up, Big Squatch? How you doing?
Ow.
Big Squatch.
What's up, guys? Greg, Big Squatch here, back with another video.
Send me from Big Squatch.
That's gonna be my new game username, Big Squatch.
Just for all of them. Just
username, Big Squatch.
Big Squatch, Greg.
Put that on like your ID.
Didn't your driver's license? When you worked at ShopRite, didn't your name tag had like four names on it?
I had six on the front and five on the back.
That's funny.
It was like George, Giori, Gregroy, Gregory,
Greg, Jorge. I think I had Gustavo.
Why?
That's a good one. That's sick. That's like
collecting them.
No, I was just adding them because I had access to the machine that I could print more. So I just
you should have done one with Jess Gustavo. That would have been sick as hell. Just make people believe that's your name.
At my current job, I was fucking around with the label maker, and there's different symbols you can put.
We had those too.
Yeah, I made myself a name tag that had like a fancy font, and I put. They had astrological like symbols that you could use, so I'm an Aries, so I put the Aries symbol at the end of it.
Yeah.
And my coworker saw it, and he was like, what is that on your name tag? And I was like, oh, it's the... He was like, what is that symbol? I was like, it's the Aries symbol, because I'm an Aries. And he was like, that looks like an IUD. And I was like, what is that? And he was like, it's this thing that, like, women put in to, like...
In their bodies.
And I looked it up, and I was like, oh... That does look like
That's fucking crazy. You see, we also had the symbols, but I went the other way with it. Of on the back, one of the names was just four symbols, and nothing else. And if anyone
Wingdings.
And if anyone ever asked, it was that's Greg.
Hey, Shell. So what's this now?
You wrote your name in hieroglyphics.
So what's this one now?
Hey,
spinning.
You know the cat that goes.
Oh yeah.
Love that little guy.
I put it on for you guys.
I love that little guy.
Keyboard cat's pretty fun too, Shell.
For real life Santa Claus.
Eric, you have your phone out of camera right now watching something. I don't want to hear it.
Are you watching something right now?
I have it like very big in the bottom.
You're on a fucking podcast.
And I'm talking about it. I'm not like this.
You were like a minute ago. I'm gonna go back in the footage and zoom in on you while you're doing it.
Are you not entertained?
Eric, do you wanna know the positions you've been in during this episode?
I've been like this. I've been back.
No, you've been You've been and you've been.
Well, the first one that you were texting me, I was trying to find the song name. Now it's over here. I'm still listening.
Is it The Draft?
It is.
There's a draft in here?
There is. Fuck you.
Fans
Fuck
on.
You.
You need some extra airflow, Billy.
So fast.
From now on, I will be detonating an EMP before the podcast starts, so... For all future episodes, we'll keep that in mind.
Is this just what it is now? Is us watching cat edit?
Oh. Yo, Wells Fargo. Is that Rashida Jones?
No fucking way you know who that is.
What do you
There's
mean?
There's no way.
It is Rashida Jones.
Let me skip this goddamn ad. The Actually, don't you have
to get AI art?
We're on the boo. Not on the podcast turtle. Account.
Like, what would you need
I
that
probably
for?
Could just buy Starfish, premium for the what podcast would you need account too.
What?
Starfish. Anyway,
I agree with George. I didn't hear the last 30 seconds, but I agree with George. Oh, is that?
Oh, that's one where you like beat the fuck out of him, right?
No. Oh, that's crazy.
Wait, did Christian post that?
What?
What?
Wait, what?
I would hope not.
I guess we're...
Look at the corner.
I can't see.
Okay, well, there's text covering.
Oh, yeah, it says at Chris Chan with two N's.
That's probably just a guy with a really unfortunate name.
Really unfortunate.
So what's this now? Oh!
Oh, baby!
Oh, I like this. Oh, I like this one. Oh, wait, this is the. Yeah. Oh,
I love raccoons.
I like this one.
Deer eating.
Guys, the watchers can see none of this. Guys, we got.
I guess we're cutting all this.
You just need no. Just put like random videos.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, do you guys know the raccoon who lost his
cotton candy?
Cotton candy? Yes. No. Yeah.
No.
That video is so unfortunate.
In the emotional state that I'm in right now, this might make me cry.
True heartbreak.
This is this a video we gotta put on after this.
Shell, are you the one? Are you the one that? Are you the one that showed us the security camera videos of the raccoons?
Yeah, the live streams.
Is that?
Wait.
Do they still do that?
Oh my god!
Oh,
wait.
There's more.
Yeah,
another raccoon. a funny raccoon video you could put on. The one where
this is what we've evolved to now.
Yeah, a raccoon walks up to some guy and he literally just like touches his shoe and then runs away. And everybody's like, "Yo, his friends dared him to do that."
Damn.
There's
the guy where the
yeah, like the live stream. After we find this, there's one video that we got to put on and then we got to reel it back.
You know the video of the guy who comes out with like the bin of hot dogs and there's like 100 fucking raccoons that swarm him.
Oh, yeah!
I don't think fucking so.
He comes out like a bin of like frozen hot dogs or something, and he just gets swarmed by like over 100 raccoons that he probably regularly feeds.
Oh, he's
on
one.
Here we go.
Oh, he's eating.
Yeah.
Chowing down.
Wreck.
This is live. Oh!
Oh!
Yo.
Who's his frog friend in the corner?
He just has food in his mouth.
He's really excited about something.
Oh, there's a cardinal! Oh, it's my papa!
Papa.
I fucking love frogs.
And, is he gonna wash his hands?
And yeah. Raccoons.
Oh, I toasty.
Oh, he's so toasty.
Yeah.
This is.
Oh, baby.
Government says we can't have these.
This is the Fortnite, right? The kids are playing.
What's the chat like in a thing like this?
They're usually really funny. Kind of just the what? Another mama. Nice. One on the ground. The mama is on the ground. Someone named their names are Lauren and Craig.
Hi, yo, Lauren, shouts
Craig.
Out.
Craig.
All right, Chell. I need you to look up a really important video. All right. So there's a video of it's like, I don't know if it's a beaver or a platypus. I don't remember. But he's doing the Millie Rock. And like he's facing a guy who's doing it also. Or look up beaver doing the Millie Rock, and then if it doesn't show up, look up the platypus. He's like, it's like a guy doing the Millie Rock and a beaver like standing behind like a gate.
These are court videos.
What?
They're just all courtroom videos.
What? Wait. Okay, wait. Try to look up platypus does Millie Rock. Guys, I promise this is real. This is.
It's back to court.
Wait, no. Wait, go back one. Back like a page. Yeah. Wait, is this it? No. Go back like back one. Oh, one more. It. One more time.
Back one.
That the second one. The second one. That's it.
It's a porcupine.
Porcupine. Whatever. Yo. This is like one of my favorite videos ever.
Porcupine.
He's hitting that shit. He's like,
he's got it down.
Porcupine.
True.
Yo.
Chicken Little crazy. Reference.
Oh, okay, yeah, we're back. He's gone.
Y'all remember that from Chicken Little?
What
the? If you've seen the movie, the porcupine guy.
Oh yeah,
that was bad.
The super cool one.
Yeah.
Who just went yo?
Yeah.
Yo. He had three lines. He had three lines on the whole movie. He went, yo, yo. No. And then he went, whoa.
That guy reminded me of
Shout out to Morkybine Porcupine.
That's a sick ass name. I'm gonna name my kid that.
Morkybine Boy.
That honestly, well, that kind of goes hard. That's like
kind of does.
That sounds like a fucking Oblivion character. That sounds like, or just like any fucking boy. Elder Scrolls. Or like a,
sounds like a cowboy or something.
Morkybine.
That's like a. Bethesda gave, there was that one family who, when Skyrim came out, they named their kid Dovahkiin.
That's and right, they yeah!
They're, that family has, like, unlimited Bethesda yeah, products for life them, because like, of that.
Yeah. That's always so cool when companies do shit like that. Like, when
but imagine like, being specific, named
yeah.
Dovahkiin.
That'd be sick.
As your name. Legally.
As just, like, a random white guy.
Yeah. Like so, a guy who lives in like Missouri.
Yeah, he's just the fucking dragonborn. Dragon yeah.
That's like when I was a camper, a camper. When I was a counselor, one of the campers in like the girl groups, she wasn't one of my like kids, but I noticed on the attendance list it had all the kids in the program. This girl's name was she was like in like I don't know, like kindergarten, first grade, whatever. Yeah. This girl's name was Svetlana, as in like the Russian ass yeah. Svetlana. But here's the thing: you want to know what her last name was?
Anderson
Smith.
Smith.
No way. Yes. No fucking way.
Svetlana Smith.
That's really funny.
Guys, crazy. I don't know if I just accidentally called the cops.
What?
Do you guys know? The I heard that
happened
SOS?
To the. What happened I heard to the that porcupine? Siren. I didn't know what that was.
What'd you do? Here, wait. Hold on. Take the. What?
Do you guys know the so Billy, if your parents get confused if they're, you know the emergency SOS on the yeah, iPhone?
Sure.
I was pressing it accidentally with my leg, but I thought I was getting a Snapchat.
Yeah.
Because it was the same pace, so I just got a notification saying emergency SOS activated, but I'm not like on a call with the cops.
Huh.
Maybe it's like a life alert thing where you just hit the button and then cops show up.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of confused about.
Don't they have a thing where like it'll like warn you like oh like you're accidentally pressing the button like and that's when like that alarm will start. I feel like
maybe you accidentally pressed that.
I know they have like a system in place where it's like they accidentally.
Oh, Coco
like,
heard the cops pull up.
My heart just sunk. Wait,
no, I'm pretty sure.
So time for me to leave.
Wait, guys, I'm scared. It says after the countdown, if you release the buttons, iPhone will call emergency services.
No, if it's not calling anything now.
Whatever you do, don't activate it. If you activate it, whatever you do, don't deactivate it.
I'm so scared right now.
If you're not on a call. If you're not on a call right now at this moment, you're fine.
Turn my phone off?
No, because
shut it down.
I think it's time for Georges to bounce. It's getting kind of late.
I'm turning my phone
it's
off.
It's Oblivion? That alarm was to warn you that you were accidentally pressing it. That's what that does. There's no, I promise you, you're fine.
My cops kick in the door.
You shut it out?
So
somehow this so whole fucking call back. It's gonna be immediately sent to voicemail, and they'll get more suspicious.
Yeah. No, they don't call back. That's not how it works.
Fucking
Eric, shut the fuck up. Watch your fucking draft. Get out of here.
The cops call back. Hey,
what? Did you dox a child? Wait, what happened?
She's not gonna see this.
Wait, what happened?
Wait, what?
No, he gave a name. That's not doxing them.
No, I know.
There's like a million people with the last name Smith.
Yeah
but it's her.
Can I text the cops and tell them I'm okay?
There's no contact with the cops
Smith.
Is necessary.
You
are okay. No contact is necessary.
Well, no,
you're
don't know
fine.
It, so.
Funny enough, she lived on Smith Street, if you can believe it.
1, 2, 3, Wallaby Way.
Wallaby Way?
Guys, I don't think we should have a show anymore.
Holy
guys.
Holy shit.
So, you're fine. I promise you. With everything in my fucking heart. You're okay.
Is the cops called? We just see Shell in the corner. Like, I'm gonna call the pizza place. Hello. Can I get a pepperoni pizza? Yes, the pepperoni is still in the room.
Oh my god.
Oh, what an episode, boys.
Yeah.
What a way.
I want to make sure the cops
will come. We are 1,000% positive they will not show up.
God.
Within the next 5 minutes. Oh my god. Anything else you guys want to add to this? This whole catastrophe?
This whole cadaver?
The last 10 minutes have been the most chaotic. Yeah, I don't know what we're gonna do.
I'll think of something. This
episode's gonna be like 45 minutes after everything's cut out.
Don't edit the episode. No, there will be a part where it's just 10 minutes of us going. No way.
Yeah, I'll put something in the.
You probably should cut all that out.
I'll put something. I'll just put like a.
All right, thanks
on
for
that
watching.
Note, everyone.
All right, guys, thank you for watching.
Don't cut that out.
No, don't. That's perfect.
I mean, I think like base boosted by like 500%. Definitely anyone that gets this far.
On that note, everyone, I think that is all the time we have for tonight, unfortunately.
No!
That is unfortunate, but don't forget.
I think we've had a wonderful hour this last hour. I think we've grown as people. I think
we're gonna go help calm Shell down now because of this.
I'm so fucking scared.
We're gonna go help Shell take care of their bills because they're about to go to prison.
Yeah, we're about to help Shell get their affairs in order.
I'm so scared.
You can find us on other socials. We're at
don't forget the podcast.
Yes, we're on all major Spotify or all major podcast platforms. We're on.
Yes,
we're at Salesman Pod on most socials. Looks like Shell is looking something up frantically right now.
Whenever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Seaford Cinemas. Okay,
is where we are.
Oh, fuck. Someone will save it again. Someone will save it.
Yeah. Eric, what did you
do? I'm on it!
Was it your fault?
Damn. No.
That would be really funny.
There's no way.
I mean...
I'm turning off emergency services on my phone.
I mean, that,
there's no way.
That video was like the biggest boot. You didn't mention that it was Seaford Cinemas and like the news.
Wait,
things.
Did,
that was
but they
like
fucked it
I
up.
I did on Fox. Wait, but for whatever reason, I said it was on Fox. For whatever reason, they said it was a theater in West
because,
Jersey.
Because the street name is like wherever in West Jersey they were saying. I got confused.
Why are seniors 62 and older
and wiser? You mean because
62 and wiser?
Holy shit!
That's
crazy.
62
I am wiser than a 62-year-old.
Yeah, let's put it.
Let me in.
It says 62 and wiser. I want to put one of them up to a trivia test, and if I beat them, I get in for free.
Daily bargain martinet.
Well, vote on your phones below if you'd like us to save.
Bargain.
If you'd like us to save Seaford Cinemas again.
Yes.
Now we have to actually make a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Duh. To save the worst movie.
Let's see. We are on all major podcast platforms. We are at Salesman Pod on most socials. Any of our socials will have the link tree, and then everything else is linked in there. Anybody else have any closing remarks for here?
Play Oblivion.
Yes,
we got Dang Barbecue back. Let's get Seaford Cinemas back.
We can do it.
If you guys understand how the iPhone emergency SOS works, can you guys please let me know? I'm really scared that I called the cops and I turned it off on my phone. So now I'm scared that if I get kidnapped, I won't be able to call the cops. Can someone explain it?
Yeah, man.
It's my closing remarks.
This has been Salesman After Hours, guys.
Actually, the cops are coming, but it's because Eric is on his phone right now. Good night, everybody.
Good night, sleep tight, don't let bedbugs bite.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
See you guys next week for Salesman After Hours.
Yeah.
See you next. All right. See you next Tuesday, cunts.
You mean Thursday?
What? I was gonna say like this would have been such an.